Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
Most of the studies and reviews from the past that report that there's not lasting psychological effects, everybody is conceding to the fact that at least 20% of people do have negative effects. 20 to 30% of women experience negative prolonged post-abortion reactions. Now, if you look at the numbers, not a mathematician, but if there's been 50 million abortions and we're talking about 20 to 30% of those having problems throughout the world, and that doesn't indicate the problems that fathers or grandparents or siblings are suffering, siblings of aborted children. And because I work all over the world, we do Rachel's Vineyard retreats, even in Eastern Europe, where the abortion rate is 10 and 12, and a lot of the survivors, we call survivors, would be those whose moms had abortion, and they're the only surviving child, so all their siblings were aborted. These children and young adults are coming to our retreats, and they grew up with extremely detached and depressed mothers, and they can attest very clearly to the attachment issues they suffer because their mom wasn't able to bond with them. And this is actually something that I wanted to study in graduate school, and I wanted to study the letdown reflex of nursing mothers after pregnancy loss, because if you haven't grieved a pregnancy loss and then you have a later wanted child, sometimes there's ambivalence and attachment because that grief hasn't happened. You might be afraid the baby's going to die. There's all sorts of anxieties about that. And as a result of it, when you hold your newborn, if you're uptight or the baby is a trigger of a previous abortion loss, that prevents the letdown. The letdown is where the milk flows and the baby eats and is satisfied and is happy. But if a mom's uptight, if she's being triggered, if she's having panic attacks, that letdown isn't going to happen. And then her baby will scream. She'll feel like a terrible mom. And I had so many patients in my early days that had postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis after abortion histories that had been unreconciled and unhealed. And so their baby was indeed a trigger. When they saw the ultrasound, it was a trigger throughout their pregnancy. Mm. And we know from research that moms who can't relax and go with the nature of their body, and this also happens to women with histories of sexual abuse because they don't have control of what's happening to their body. And they have more cesarean sections, they have more pain, they have more birthing problems. And we also know that there's over a 1,133% increase in cerebral palsy because of incompetent cervix. And this increases with each abortion. Incompetent cervix happens when tiny muscle fibers are ripped and torn during the abortion procedures, where they have to dilate your cervix and pry it open with the speculum to get the sheens in there for the suction and whatnot. And this is leading to birth defects because those tiny muscle fibers can't hold the weight of a developing baby, and so the baby is born prematurely, and that can lead to cerebral palsy, cerebral hemorrhage, other kinds of difficulties that the baby would suffer. So these are all like health risks, including the 50% increase in breast cancer, all these health risks that women simply need to be told in order to establish informed consent for an elective surgical procedure that can have impact not only on their health, but on the health of future children.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.